Good morning. When you woke up today, was your first thought on your to-do list or a worry about today? Or did you pause and give thanks to God for this new day? Gratitude keeps coming up in different areas of my life. One of our residents recently read the book 1,000 Gifts by Ann Voskamp, which encourages a lifestyle of thankfulness. She challenges readers to make a list of 1,000 things they are grateful for, and this resident has taken that challenge. She has listed over 1,200 things of gratitude and tells others in the mission the difference that this has made in her life in the last few weeks. She has influenced several residents to begin their own lists. My scripture readings lately have also included the importance of giving thanks, such as Matthew 5, 19 through 20, which says, "Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." He says to give thanks for everything, and that can be challenging. It's easy to give thanks when things go our way. When we have problems, we could try to thank God for the strength and endurance He is building in us. Having someone else to talk to and hold us accountable makes this a little bit easier. There are several worship songs that come to mind on this topic. I won't sing them, but one is from Psalm 118, verse 1. "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." Or the one that goes, "Give thanks with a grateful heart because of what the Lord has done for me." We cannot be anxious and grateful at the same time. So when worry creeps in, make a quick list of things in front of you that God has provided. Michael J. Fox has said that with gratitude, optimism is sustainable. And that sounds encouraging to me. We complain less when we live in gratitude. Would you accept the challenge to begin your own list?